I don't think music's as great as people think it is.
Don't let jazz pianist Wes Powell fool you. He loves music, but his views on it are more like those of an old wise man instead of a recent high school grad.
I try and apply my life experiences to my music instead of allowing the music to dictate my life. Without music, there can be life, but without life, there can't be music.
Powell is a small-town boy. He grew up in the Ontario County village of Manchester and attended Red Jacket High School. The son of a Baptist minister, he developed his musical ear as a young kid, listening to his parents play everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Mozart.
So that kind of ignited the fire. But what really got me into piano was when my mom started giving me lessons in second grade. And, I did it to please my mom, really. And I didn't really get really interested until eighth grade.
That's when he was hired as the entertainment for a Christmas party. He got $100 for playing the piano. And he says life as he knew it was never the same.
When you're in eighth grade and you get a check for $100 for 2 hours of work, which felt like effortless, that really inspired me. And I remember that night, I was so excited, I could barely fall asleep. And I realized, you know, I could make a living playing piano.
I think what caught our attention was the touch that he had.
Daryl Powell says he and his wife knew early on their son had a gift.
That it wasn't the typical learn and bang at it and play, but there was feeling and emotion, and he was delicate where he was supposed to be and rowdy where he was supposed to be.
His enthusiasm for music is just off the chart.
Paul Hoffman is the chairman of the jazz department at the Eastman Community Music School. He's also Powell's most recent teacher.
His love of music is just great, and that's something you can't really teach. You just have that. You can help to foster it. You can help to introduce people to inspiring people, like whoever, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Chick Corea.
And it worked. The young pianist says he learned preciseness from Chick Corea and how to improvise from Keith Jarrett. But it's Paul Hoffman that Powell credits for what he calls his jazz explosion.
He didn't just teach me the people I should listen to, but he taught me how to explore, like how to go beyond. And when new musicians, new artists arrive, how to evaluate them properly, you know, how to take from the work. He taught me how to take the beauty from anything and disregard the rest.
Later this summer, Wes Powell is packing his bags and heading off to the big city. He'll be a freshman at the renowned Berklee School of Music in Boston.
I'm scared of the culture shock and the learn to interact with people, because it's so much different there, I'm sure, than it is, you know, back at home.
But the small-town jazz pianist says he's excited. He'll finally be around peers who share his passion.
There's nobody in my school district, there's nobody in my area who really plays, I guess, to the extent that I do. To, like, walk out of my dorm room and walk down the hall and knock on the door and say, who plays drums? And someone raises their hand, and we say, let's go jam. And we do, and I'm looking forward to that.
He's also looking forward to mapping out his future options while at Berklee, which, of course, include winning a Grammy. It just so happens 99 Berklee grads have received the award.
That is something I would want to put in my bio, that I win a Grammy. But I don't know if that'd be for performance sake or for as a producer's sake.
Luckily, he's got some time to decide. But Powell says no matter what the future holds, thanks to what he's learned as a jazz pianist, he'll be ready to roll with it.
It's improvisational. It allows you to be more ready to accept situations that you're not prepared for, because you can improvise. And it's kind of a good analogy for life. If you know how to improvise, you can get through any situation.
Helen B. and Duty, WXXI News.